WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. Hey, how's everybody doing out there? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing fabulous. I feel pretty good. This is Javon, and I'd like to welcome you to Sunday Evening Shout in the Basement with Javon. Tonight, as I've been advertising, and I know I need to get a little bit better with the advertising. I mean, I have to figure out how to get the message out to all of you, and I'm hoping that those of you who enjoy the show, please tell your friends. You can take the link and just share it. You can tell people to call if they are not on the internet. But yeah, as I've been talking about, tonight we're going to have Sunday Evening Best. So if you are a singer, or if you're not even a singer, but you like to sing, and if you like to sing gospel music specifically, please call in. And this is just a friendly little competition here now. We ain't going to get all personal about it. Don't take it personal. We're just going to do the best we can. We're going to sing some gospel. And I'm going to give the listeners an opportunity to call in and vote for the person that they like the best. And whoever gets the most votes will receive a $20 gift certificate or a gift card. $20 gift card. So please call in. Now, if nobody calls in and sings, well, I guess I get to keep my $20 and buy myself a gift. But I'd much, much rather give it to you for just trying it out. Now, if you don't have golden pipes and you sing on this show and nobody else sings, well, guess what? You won by default. So, hey, all you got to do is be in it to win it. And that's just how that is. So while you're thinking about what you're going to sing, or if you're going to be brave enough to sing, I am going to play one of the songs that calms my soul. Now, if you are a little nervous about singing, well, a little nervous about anything else, it's not just about singing, it's just about life. If you just called in because, or you're listening because you just want something to soothe you, or to help you get through the next couple of hours, we're going to play some music that's uplifting and hopefully get you in the right state of mind, you know, get you prepared for your Monday. So let's go with this.
Tempest is raging. talking about me. Yeah. In your home, on your job, late in the midnight hour.
Oh, You know, I love that song. That was Avery Sunshine with Safe in His Arms. I have to apologize. I was trying to do five things at one time and had not realized that I muted myself. And so you all didn't hear all of the wonderful things that I was saying about you and how much I love you all. And I gave people shout-outs, Damon, A. Potichar, and the relationship. I was just talking about how great your song was and how nice it was to be able to play it. I gave a shout out to Kalisha, who is tweeting, who has been following me on Twitter ever since she knew I existed. And that song that I just played, I actually played for her. And I gave a shout out to Lisa Evans, Anena, Cheryl, and to everyone who has supported me. Right now, and I said hi to my mom, who I know is listening, and I said, I love you, Mommy. We have to tell people we love them. I'm really bad. I don't do everything that I'm supposed to do, but I pray that everybody who I love knows that I love them, because when I love with all my whole being. So what I'm going to do right now is take a call. The last four digits of your number is 4915. What's your name and where you calling from? 4915?
Oh, hi, Javon. This is Donna Sue. Giovanni.
Why two?
This is Donna Sue.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I didn't hear anything over the radio waves, and I said, oh, my goodness, this girl needs to know that I am supportive of her. So...
Well,
I'm not
you.
Going to say anything, but I just want to let you know that there's a lot of us out there who are will listen to you muted, will listen to you fluted, will listen to you any way you want to give it, dear.
Oh, you know what? That's so special. Thank you so much. But I really made a mistake and trying to do like 15 things all at once, and I muted myself. I don't know why or how. And I apologize for that dead airspace. I don't want to waste any of your time, as I know your time is precious. So thank you so much for listening.
You're going to look back on these days and you'll laugh, and you'll be a much better broadcaster for it. I just wanted to let you know we love you and I love you, and keep on keeping on, okay?
Thank you so much. Donna, did you want to sing? You don't want to sing for us?
You're so sweet. No.
Okay. I can't wait to see if anyone is really going to be brave enough. And I know so many people who can sing, you know, whether or not they're actually going to do it or not, that's another thing. But thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
I may have to call back like at the 11th hour, 59th second, to get that $20 gift certificate. We'll see.
Yeah, right. If nobody else does it, then, you know, hey. Hey, right? Okay, sweetheart.
Exactly.
Stay blessed, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I'm going to take another call. 9633 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Blessings, Javon. It's Anena. How are you?
Hi, Anena. It's great to hear your voice. I'm great. How are you?
I am blessed.
Are you going to sing for us?
Am I going to sing for you? No, I'm going to leave it to someone else to win that $20.
You know, nobody is, you know, taking the challenge here. But how are you doing? How's everything? And Anena, I just want to thank you. You've always been a great, great supporter of me and everything that I do, me and Cheryl's music, you know, every project that I've done, you know, you've always, always been just wonderful. And I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. Y'all are a blessing in the community, and I'm honored to know you guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
So are you.
Oh, thank you. I actually was calling in to request a song. I don't know if you have it.
Okay. And what song is that?
It's Hear My Call by Jill Scott.
I actually have that one. Whew.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. I'm a lucky woman tonight.
And so am I. I'm lucky that you called and asked for something I actually have. And so I'm going to play that song, Jill Scott, Hear My Call, just for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And stay blessed.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Here I am again, asking questions, waiting to be moved. I am so unsure of my perception. What I thought I knew, I don't seem to. Where is the turn so I can get back to what I believe in? Back to the old me and God. Please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Then they changed. I am but a child to your vision, standing in the cold and the rain, lost here in the dark. I can't see my foot to take a step. What is happening? Oh, this hurts so bad. I can hardly breathe. I just wanna leave. So God, please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Love has burned me wrong. I need your healing. Please, God, please hear my call. For me, love has burned me raw. I need your healing. Please, please, oh, please, please.
That's a great song. I love that song. And Anena, if you are listening, and I sent the message to Damon, I meant to send that message to you. Anena, if you're still listening, please call back. Press 1 because I need you to sing. So if you can, because Cheryl just said, hey, if that's Anena, she can sing. Please ask her to sing. So now, Anena, if you're there, please call back. Okay. We have another caller. The last 4 digits of your number are 1873. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tupon. It's Lisa from Brooklyn. Just wanted to call and show you some love.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing? Are you going to sing?
Hell no, girl. Look, you got me cussing on Sunday. Lord have mercy. Absolutely not, honey. Absolutely not.
Y'all gotta have faith in your own life.
You know, you my sister, friend, and all that other good stuff, but it's not gonna happen. They'll be calling me, oh, don't ever do that again, Javon. No. But
oh, it's all about fun.
How have you been?
I've been okay. You know, I've been pretty good. You know, just making it do what it do, working hard and making more work for myself every time I turn around, you know?
But, you know, it's wonderful to work and do what you do and love it and do it with such skill, you know? That's the wonderful thing about, you know, you and doing what you do, because not many people can do that, you know, and pull it off as well as you do. So, you know, a lot of kudos and love goes to you and your partner, Cheryl, so, you know. She makes it all worth the while, you know, makes you realize why you got into this business and why you do what you do to begin with. So,
yes, I love myself out busy to her and out of her hair.
Well, I'm sure she loves you, you know, for who you are. So, you know, but I appreciate you, and I want to show you some love.
And
so,
I appreciate you too. So let me ask your opinion about something.
Sure.
Because this is not just a gospel show, okay?
Sure.
And I believe that God granted us romantic love in a way that no other animal has.
Absolutely.
You know, we have, our courtship is different, our relationships and our emotional things, the way we go through things are different than other animals, and it's a blessing.
Sure, absolutely.
And I really don't get why, you know, some religious people or religions, you know, have a problem with people singing about relationships and romantic relationships. I mean, God granted us with that ability, so why shouldn't we be celebrating it, right?
I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, they just don't get love as a whole. You know, that's my whole thing with it. And, you know, people just don't understand how God works. God is not some stuck-up God that's up in heaven not doing it. You know, he wants us to have a good time and love each other. And love, a lot of times, comes through songs, because when you're feeling good and you're singing about it, it makes, you know, other people feel good as well. And you should always celebrate love. And I think because of the you know, religions and churches, you know, have their own views outside of what really God wants us to do and be, it chases people out of the church. You know what
People
don't want to go there. People don't want to constantly be reminded, you know, because God never said that we couldn't love each other. God's got other things to do besides, you know, worry about who we're sleeping with.
Well, you know what? I can't really hold on, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song that you probably will not hear on any other gospel station. And what I'm going to play
is...
that's
what I like about you. Because you always step outside the box.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it my
way. Because it's your radio station, you can do whatever you want to do. So,
yeah, well, and I hope everybody likes it. And if not, y'all can, you know, hit me up and tell me why you didn't. But,
okay.
Yeah, this is thanking God for romantic love. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why shouldn't we celebrate?
I want to thank you.
There you go.
Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. You sent me someone who really loved me. I owe my thanks to thee. I know.
Thank you.
That's right. That's how we do it here on WJBR. If we're feeling it, we're feeling it. And I'm really excited because we have our first singer coming on. Anaina has decided to call back and to sing. So, Anaina, are you there?
I am here.
And what are you going to sing for us?
Be grateful.
Okay. When you're ready.
Be grateful. Be grateful. I kind of blacked out there. I think I have to start over again.
Okay. All right.
Oh boy, I hate when that happens.
That's okay.
Let me see.
You want to try another song?
Like,
I mean, you are the first and so far the only contestant. So if you want to try another song, you can try another song. If you want to take that from the top, it's up to you.
I want to take it from the top.
Okay, do your thing. Do your thing.
God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be. But a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain, so we can appreciate the good times. Be grateful. Be grateful. God desires to feel your longing. Every pain you feel, he feels. Don't you know he feels it too, just like you. But he cares too much about you just to let you feel. Oh my God. So we can appreciate the good times, be grateful, for it will be all right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Wow, Anaina. That was fascinating. Do you sing professionally?
I used to, but I don't sing anymore.
My goodness, hold on. We got to do this for you.
Well,
that was amazing.
You.
Cheryl said you could sing. I didn't know you could sing like that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you also, in addition to singing, you also create your own handmade jewelry.
I do, actually.
Can you tell
thank
us a little
for,
bit about that?
Sure. First of all, thank you for bringing that up. I make organic bohemian spiritual-based jewelry. And basically, I just take organic materials and I create something with an affirmation that people can repeat. And as they wear the jewelry all day long, they can just think about God's love and good things.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well,
I'm
not going to say who, but somebody just inboxed me. Child, did she just actually hit those notes and you want me to sing after that? I don't know about that. That child is wailing. So there that goes. We should have saved you for the end, Anaina. You might have scared some people, but guess what? If you think you can sing as well, or maybe you think you could do better, call in and give it a try. Come on. This is fun. This is family. We all family. Let's do it. Anaina, we wish you the best with your jewelry, your handcrafted jewelry, and everything that you do. Everything that you do. May God bless you. You're a beautiful human being. You're a wonderful, supportive person. And now to add to the list, I know you can sing.
Well, thank you, Javon. I wish you God's blessings. You're an amazing person, and you do so much for the community, and it's an honor. It is an honor to know you.
Well, thank you, and I'm equally honored to know you. And with that, I am going to play a song. You know what? I really, really wanted to play this song because I just like it. It gets me going. It's called It's called This Far. So, I'm going to play this song. And thank you so much, Anaina, for calling back.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, everybody. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. So no matter what you're going through, you've already been through something. And here it is, you're still going through things. And God has not left you. God has not forsaken you. He didn't bring you this far to leave you.
Here we go,
I know he did. Pick me up, turn me around, watch me fall in.
let's keep it going here with, oh, you know what? I know I don't sound like a regular radio host. That's because I'm not. I'm like chilling in my basement, hanging with my peeps, and my peeps are you. And what I want to play is a song by this dude I know named Tim Dillinger. Oh, my goodness. I love this song. And he also has a music video to go with it. So after you, you know, chill out here, I want you to go to YouTube and check him out, Tim Dillinger. We have to support our indie artists, people who are not signed to a label. And please, please, please be careful about, you know, ripping music from the YouTube videos and such. When you do that, you're actually ripping off the artist. People don't realize that, but it means that the artist is not getting paid. And that $1 that you could, you know, pay to support them, it means a lot. It means a lot. So, and also they don't know that you enjoy their music if you're just ripping it off. So I just had to throw that out there. And, yeah, Tim Dillinger. Go back to the old time way.
Sons and daughters, all I see is bench warmers, no praise starters, and make something out of nothing like Jessica Reedy. Nowadays they all D-double-E-P, don't clap their hand without a fan, and I don't even get that. Back in the days I was raised on a stock clap, knee flat, knees on the wood, calling out Jesus. Holy Ghost won't give up till I receive it. Nowadays church folk too hot to handle. It ain't even Thursday and all I see is scandal. All I hear is judgment, gossip on a church night. Let's play French, say we gotta get it right. Breath play the right like a night all day. All day.
Go back to the old time way.
Lift him up.
Higher, 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 higher,
Yeah, that's Tim Dillinger. Back to the old time ways. And we have another contestant. This is really, really fun, and I'm excited. 18, 19, or last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nalana Manley. I'm calling from Lumberton, New Jersey.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. And
Thank you.
Are you ready? I mean, the only rule is that you just sing something gospel or uplifting.
Yes.
Something positive.
I got it.
Okay, when you're ready.
All right. How can you think of me whenever things gone astray? How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back on you, the one who loved me first, having my own desires, a new and worldly thirst? Ooh, you told me to forgive me, but I turned it away. I failed you so much now, I don't know what to say. Feeling so very weak, you say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far, you tell me to come home. You love me still, and I know this is real, and I am running back to you, and you are standing there for me. Your arms are open wide, and I don't have to cry no more. When I know I am no good, when I'm on my own.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow. Amen. Go right there. So now I have to ask you, do you sing professionally?
Yes, I have.
That's amazing.
Yes, thank you.
That's amazing. And I have to give you this. Hold on a second. Let me find it for you because, you know, I guess I was so stuck on listening that I forgot I was here working. That was awesome. That was beautiful. And
do you currently sing professionally?
So what are you doing now?
Looking for work.
Looking for work?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Have you ever seen 20 Feet from Stardom?
No.
You should see that movie. It's about background singers.
Uh-huh.
Not that I think that you should be a background singer. I think that you should definitely be up front.
Uh-huh.
But with your voice, you know, that's a good way to meet people that
mm-hmm.
are in the business. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what else you do, but wow. Wow. All right, so this is a contest, and there's a $20 prize, so I want you to hold on.
Thank you.
And I will announce the winner at the end.
Okay.
People are free to call in and vote for who they would like, or they can hit me up on Facebook and say who they would like to win. So you and Anena both have done a beautiful job, and wow, I'm floored. I'm just glad that I don't have to make the decision. So
thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hold on, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know. I'm just going to play something. I like to sing, but I can't sing like that. Sometimes you just have to know what you can do. People who can do what you wish you could do, let them do what they do, if that makes any kind of sense at all. So right now, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Jay Moss, Abundance.
It would be like the sky that's never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the falling snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch, but never felt. It's like the vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love behind the door you cannot enter. Like knowing
that there would be peace on earth.
all creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my tower, my freedom.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my Redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
my Savior.
Jesus,
oh yeah.
Jesus,
hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again. He's my provider, he's my hope when I fall. There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time. He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey, thank you, Lord, cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my life.
Jesus, Jesus is the love of my life.
When I think to stand up straight.
Jesus.
Sing the songs I'd like to sing.
Jesus is the love.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me a chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't be here today,
Jesus, I don't deserve it. Lord, I know that you love me, so I just ask
Jesus. Just ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking
just
Jesus.
Just ask Jesus. I know,
Jesus.
Lord, I know
Jesus. You set me free.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on me. When you need a friend, when your brother can't be found, you can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father.
Yes, yes. And that right there was Kim, Patti LaBelle, and Ron Isley. I just love, love, love when quote-unquote secular artists sing gospel or uplifting music. So why don't I just play another one by You see, I have something in my mind, and then I don't, you know, go through with it. You know, I just go through stuff in my head as I'm thinking of how best to entertain you. But what I want to do, because I'm going to stick with the people who, and I'm not going to use that word secular anymore. I just, for some reason, don't like it. I just don't like it. But someone who doesn't ordinarily sing gospel music, or that we're not used to, accustomed to hearing them singing gospel music, singing that sort of music. So right now, I'm going to play Gladys Knight.
Thank you. This song I want to do for you is what you might call an oldie but goodie. It's from days of old, and most of you have probably heard it before, may even say that it's your favorite song, as I've heard many say. Well, if you're a young person, there's so many of our young people out of the church today. It may be a new musical experience for them, but that's what life is all about. We're to share who we are and what we were about and all of those things. This song is as relevant today as it was yesterday, because as yesterday, today we're still in need of so many things, and we need to offer up that prayer, that spirit, to our Heavenly Father and let Him know that we're in need. And it very simply states, precious Lord, take my fields, and they were talking about I'm tired, I'm weak, and Lord, I'm worried. I want to let you know that through the storm, through the night, lead me on, through the
speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak.
Do y'all mind if I do just one more of the people who don't normally do gospel music doing gospel music? Just one more. And with this one, I'm going to bring in Coco from SWV, my girl Fantasia, Little Mo, and Faith, Endow Me. Oh, my God, I love that song. Right now, I'm going to take another caller. 8640 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Javon, this is Kalisha.
Hey, Kalisha, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm groovy. Thank you so much for calling in. Now, are you going to try to sing?
Absolutely not.
You know, that's okay. That's okay. How you been, hon?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I just called to tell you you're doing a great job. I'm loving the show. And thanks for my shout-out earlier today. But I'm
loving
the show.
Oh, well, I had to give you a shout-out. You give me a shout-out every day. You know, you post, you repost, you tweet, you retweet. And, you know, with me doing this the way I'm doing it on the Internet, nobody knows who in the world I am. You know, it's word of mouth. It's tweet to tweet. It's post to post. That's the only way it gets out. And I appreciate you. I really do. You don't understand.
Nope.
Every time someone posts or reposts or tweet, you know, that I'm in the basement and doing this music, you know, it's so helpful. So I appreciate you with all my heart.
No problem. It's all love. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, I love it. I appreciate you, and keep doing what you're doing.
No problem.
All right. Now, if you see me doing something that's whack, I want you to let me know, but you can inbox me on that.
I most definitely will.
You know?
I'll do it in love, though.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great evening.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we have just a few more minutes for you to cast your votes. Actually, you have four more minutes to cast your vote. And what I want you to do is go to Facebook if you have it. If you have Facebook, go to In the Basement with Javon and inbox me who you're voting for. The first person who sang was Anena. The second person who sang was Nalana Manley. So you could vote for either one of those two people. I don't see anybody else holding on wanting to sing. Let me know who you want to win the prize. It's a $20 gift certificate. And we will do that. We will just, you know, and hopefully we'll have another contest at another time. And that's that, you know. It's all in fun. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And, yeah, let's just play a little Dietrich Haddon.
Paper the other day about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. Won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and dust you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, on my soul. how it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else, and take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God is not like man. When you're done wrong, He is will pick you up, put you back where you belong. Oh no, never, you'll never,
tabulated. And what you didn't know, see, there's always something that you don't know. What you didn't know is that there's a second place prize, you see? And the second place prize goes to Anena. And the winner of the first Sunday evening best is Miss Manley. So please press 1. I see you still holding on. And hold on, and you will be able to get your prize. I see. Oh, there you go. Miss Manley.
Yes.
Congratulations. You are tonight's winner.
Thank you.
So the prize is actually a $20 gift certificate, or I can make a $20 deposit directly into your PayPal account if you have one. We can talk about that behind the scenes during this next song. But I just wanted to congratulate you. You have an absolutely beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, I'm a songwriter. We could do some. I don't know. We gotta figure this out.
I like that.
Yeah, but you know, Damon and Ron know me. I don't know why I didn't meet you before, or maybe I did. I don't know. But we gotta get together.
We may have crossed paths. We do.
Yeah,
we do.
You know, something's gotta happen.
I'm sure, Damon. Thank you, Damon. I know you're listening. Thank you so much for that. But yes. We do, and Damon knows how to make that happen, too. Or when we talk outside of this call, we can discuss that, too.
Excellent.
I love music, and I love singing, so I'm open.
So do you have any words of encouragement for anybody out there listening, or even words of encouragement for yourself?
Yes, of course. Always. The Lord tells us to persevere and keep moving
there's always going to be obstacles. It's called life. There are always, as Brown calls them, hurdlers. There's always some hurdlers out there, some hurdles that we have to jump over. And we just got to keep jumping and keep running that race and know that God, it's all part of his plan. It's all for our growth. It's all for our strength. And just keep fighting the daily fight and keep pushing. Know that you are covered. We are all sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, of God, and we need to keep it pushing and do whatever it is that you're anointed to do. He has given us all an anointing. Every single person has a gift. I encourage everybody to dig deep and use what he's given you.
Fight
your fight.
Exactly. And with that, I'm going to ask you to hold on, put you in the quiet room, so hold on. And Anena, I'm going to put you in the quiet room, and I am going to play Encourage Yourself, and I will see you all next week. A wonderful job, you sang beautifully.
Yourself.
Hello? Anena?
Have to speak victory.
Hello?
During the test. And no matter
Hello?
How you feel, speak the word.
How many people are encouraged tonight? Everybody, trying to give them a little minute to catch their breath. I'm about to catch mine. That's right, that's right. Speak over yourself.